tuned in to the Behind the Scenes podcast with your host, Man Robinson, the place where educational, motivational, and inspiration collide with innovation. Be entertained while learning from some of the best actors, directors, and producers in the industry today with self-help tips that you can apply in your career. We don't just talk about it, we be about it.
I'm here. Okay, so welcome back to another episode of Behind the Scenes. I'm your host, Man Robinson. And today's show, like I said earlier, it's going to be incredible. We got, oh my God, this guy is so accomplished, man. This guy is, he got an extensive, long list of credits. And, you know, I'm just happy to be able to even know this young man and be able to run across paths and potentially work with him. So he has been seen in Hunger Games, The Walking Dead, several of Tyler Perry's movies, Diary of a Mad Black Man, Daddy's Girl. Credits are endless. Classics like SWAT, Equalizer, Scully with Tom Hanks, Flight. He was in Flight. I'm about to watch that tonight. So we're watching Flight tonight. Let me tell my wife, Flight tonight with Denzel Washington. Look no further. With no further ado, please welcome the esteemed Mr. E. Roger Mitchell. What's up, brother?
I am here by the grace, by the grace. Thank you, my brother, and everybody. We all here together, man. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. You were talking to me earlier before we went live, and you were talking about, you know, touching your face and whatnot. So we have to say, we have to mention it, man. We quarantined, bro.
Nuts, man. It's all the cracking, man.
What the? I want to cuss, but I ain't.
Right.
For real? Are you for real? We quarantined?
Yeah, it's kind of. I know I have been. I've been trying to. I had to go to the store today real quick, but I gloved mask. The first time I wore a mask was the first time today. I won't lie. My wife's like, look, baby. I was like, I know. We got to be careful. Careful is an understatement, to say the least. But I said, you know what? I'm going to take my little mask with me, man. And quit. But, you know, just, and I wasn't the only one. So it's kind of, it's a unique time, brother, to say the least. We're trying to be kind, and we're going to ramble on about that. But it's like, it's real, man. It's no, very, I mean, very real.
You have to ramble on because, you know, when this first happened, you know, the president wasn't rambling.
Right. I think actually, you know, I ain't putting all my business in the street, but, you know, I had some birthdays in November, some family, and then had the Christmas thing. You got New Year's. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna save that money, man, and bust some more stuff.
Yeah. I'll see.
But basically, my point in saying that is it was already turning a corner at that time. Yeah. And politically speaking, I do agree, and I will be as politically correct as I can and still tell the truth, because we probably could have jumped ahead a little bit and been a little bit more prepared. I mean, there's people losing their lives, God bless them. I have people that I know who are losing people. We all do. So there's been a fumble somewhere, okay? There's a fumble out there, and of course, they're going to say, you know, somebody farted, but they ain't say it wasn't me.
Yeah, they're going to say
smell
that.
It. Yeah. You smell it, though. It stink.
Yeah. No, I'm not political by any means, man. I just have thoughts that I go by. And I want to say that I respect the chair, not necessarily the person sitting in the chair. This virus has affected the industry. And I don't, you know, we're not going to dwell on it too much. Everybody by this time knows what it is and what's happening to our industry, the film industry. But the topic of the day is an actor. This is strictly hot topic actor. What does an actor do in this time of quarantine? What do they do to keep everything sharp? What are they doing?
Craft-wise, keep it sharp. Is that what we're talking about in particular? Yes. Because obviously we're all affected. We all are. We all are affected by the industry. And in essence, because there are always ups and downs and slow times. We all deal with that, but we're all affected globally about that. But craft-wise, to keep yourself sharp, I just had a conversation with a good friend of mine. I started touching my changes now, but I'm scared to do that. I had a good conversation with someone. Actually, I talked to my manager. I'm trying to sell him. Ain't no political, publicity plug. Talking to Craig earlier, which you've talked to. Fortunately and unfortunately, you talked to Craig.
Cool dude, though. He's cool. He's cool.
You know, that's my guy. We talk about life every other day, every day. But I was saying, for the actor, back to your question about the craft and keeping sharp, the obvious is to, you know, the obvious is to, what was that thing you wanted to read that you hadn't had a chance to read yet? What was that, you know, what was that piece you wanted to say? You know, hey, we could do a Zoom and like do a read together. You know, my wife is in the industry. She works on the other side of the camera in the backstage of the stage, and they have what they have. They do the Zooms. They're trying to work still by the grace of God. Thank God. Find a way to get together and do a reading of sorts. Individually, what was that piece of literature that you have to take a look at? You know, you have a chance to look at right now. You might have a chance to look at that. Educate yourself in that way. Because of social distancing, you know, literally social distancing, it's kind of hard to do that. But we have the forms of media by the grace of God. It's very interesting. We have these forms that we can actually get together. So to stay sharp, those are things you can do. Like, you know, like I said, what have you not read yet? You know, what have you not taken a look at yet? What have you not listened to that was going on yet? Because everybody's running and ripping in life. So take the time and absorb some of those things. If it takes, you know, you got a family, if it takes the end of the night, everybody shut down, everybody quiet, clean, sanitized, we cool, you know what I'm saying? Take that hour and a half and listen to, you know, Actor Studio or whatever. That's just, I just tossed it out there. It don't matter what it is. You could look at special features on some DVDs or some films back in the old days for us. But, you know, I remember looking at Devil in the Blue Dress and, you know, Carl Franklin, the wonderful director, you know, Denzel and Don Cheadle and those guys, he had special features on that DVD that you get to see actors' actual auditions. You know, we had a chance, if you pull it up, Dress DVD, if you still got your DVD player or your PlayStation 3 or 4, you can put that in there and you can look at Don Cheadle, you know, and you know, auditioning for the role. That's sharpening. Yeah, what the other actors do. And also finding your way. I mean, at the same time, you are actually building your craft, because if you're still alive and you're documenting what's happening in your life in general, that's what you bring to the table, because you're a culmination of your experiences. So I think right now everybody's pretty inspired. When we get a chance to like digest it, hopefully we're lucky enough to survive it. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be a lot of education, a lot of experience that you can bring to the table. It doesn't have to be about a pandemic. It's just about where you are as a human being, and are you actually taking note of yourself in the circumstances? That's growth in itself. To me personally, that's craft. And then, of course, there's the literal craft. There's the 1 + 1 = 2, the scripts, the plays, you know, the screenplay, interviews, and hell, get that Zoom going. Let's read this play. We ain't do that yet. Man, let's get together and read some August Wilson right now. Matter of fact, let's get together and read Man Robinson's script right now. How many of us can get on this Zoom? And then we can find out how to bring this literature off the page at the same time, stretching ourselves as actors, illuminating something for the playwright, screenplay. And at the same time, we're moving forward still. We're still moving forward. So we get to bring those things to life and find ways to do that. Like my man Brad, he's doing some really great stuff. I'm hoping he still let me work with him too. So, you know, that's what we do to sharpen the craft, you know. Pay attention to where you are. You pay attention to where you are. And then at the same time, remember the things that you may not have had the time to do at a certain time in your life. Well, right now, I think everybody is at the precipice of doing something great. If nothing else, surviving, obviously. But everybody has the potential now. It's really about to be on. I tell you what, it's like the passage. You know, those who made it across, I ain't trying to make it about black, white, whatever. But those who got across in that boat, well, we're looking at them, me and you and us. Yeah. So here we are. You know, they'd say, what's that in your hand? And I'm telling myself the same thing, FYI. So.
That deep concentration of your craft, this fact check that I'm doing, it must be correct. And it's by Fandom, and it states that you originally auditioned for the character Citizen on The Walking Dead, but producers were impressed and they created a role for you. Is that true?
Yes, man, that's deep. Yeah, y'all went back. I'm knocking stuff over. I gotta call my wife. They found that out. What the hell? What's going on right here?
Hey, credit to my producer, Brittany Knight. She found that information. She the truth. Shout out to Brittany.
That is the truth. My wife, my fiance at the time, and my wife now, we read for that in a sunroom, you know. And I felt great about it. And, you know, they were like, well, we like him, you know. And then they created the guy. And Paul is a part of another character in the comic series goes on forever. But they came back and threw me a bone in a great way. And, you know, I remember that audition, man. That was real. And my wife actually read with me. She's not sitting here, but she read with me on that. And I was like, man, I didn't get that. Really? Come on, man. They must have been drunk, man. You see, you feel what I was feeling. They felt something. Something happened. By the grace of God. By the grace of God. They came back like about 6 months later and was like, you know what? We like this guy. And it was like, come on, Rods, be a part of the team. So I had a couple episodes. Just glad to have Walker Dead on my resume. Keeping it moving. Yes. I'm glad to have
That's dope, man. It's always good to hear something like that.
Yeah.
And when you go into audition for something and you get something totally different and they create a role for you, that's dope. And your wife being there with you is something that's special. And you also said that she's in something with plays. She does something with plays right now, right?
Yes. She works on the stage play side. She's in the Woodruff Arts Center. She works over there and does things in offices over there, but she's in the industry also. So she, you know, she gets it. Well, she did. He gets it, you know. So she's on the theater side, but she's like superb in my opinion. I think she's pretty cool. But that's what she does. And Woodruff Arts Center is doing some really cool stuff right now because they're scrambling, trying to. I'm Burks. So I ain't gonna do that. So I didn't touch my face. But
don't touch your face, man. Hey, bleach. We ain't playing out here, bro.
I got bleach.
Okay, but don't do that either. Don't put no bleach on your face.
You see the ash? You see the ash? Yeah.
You need something else.
Yeah, that's something else. You got to edit that.
I'm gonna edit all that out. So, but we gotta go. I gotta go here though. So, your wife, theatrical. You on stage.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're on movie. You're in movies and TV shows. But you have a stage background. You actually were back when Tyler Perry first started out. Am I correct on that?
I'd be remiss if I said you were not. So you got me again. Who are these people that's fighting? Can you please? Okay.
Okay. I cheated on that one. You actually told me that when we had our first meet. So, but is that where you guys met, you and your wife, during that time?
Yeah, my wife and I met. That's been about 10 years ago. But Tyler and I, man, God bless him. God bless him. Good brother. That's real talk. I ain't saying it just because it's politically correct. But as a person, say what you, I know him as a person. I met Tyler back in the 90s. So we go back about, you know, 24 years. So this is before, you know, we go back before, hell, I got a little bit of a name and everybody know Tyler Perry. And we just was trying to find our way, man. And I met a guy who was definitely, I will say, I know they say James Brown is the hardest working man in show business, but I think he might have handled the TP. I ain't going to lie. That boy, I ain't going to lie to you. And I'm sure he's not the only one. I met some really, really hardworking people. But Tyler, God bless him, ain't nobody giving away nothing. That cat works. We go way back. And that was from the stage. That was coming out of the Alliance Theater at the time. This was 96, you know what I'm saying? I had my undergraduate degree in theater and all that good stuff. So I'm from the stage, man. And we met. He was on his way to build his empire. You know, and I happened to cross paths with him and had the chance to work with him and actually become friends. Check in the other day, you know, interesting, man. You know, we've come and gone, but he's one of those cats that I've known for a very long time. I'm extremely thankful to him and proud. Did it again. Very proud of his accomplishments, to say the least. And that's my brother, man. I ain't gonna front. Actually, that's my friend. So I'm gonna go ahead and call it like that.
Well, that's good to have a friend like that. We can only hope that the audience and all the other filmmakers coming up can, you know, use this type of energy, and it's possible. I mean, it's possible to get to where you are, to Tyler, where Tyler Perry is, and other great black filmmakers and actors. So that's what this show is all about. But I got a question though.
Yeah, yeah.
You come from stage, you're on TV now. Can you tell us the difference? What's the difference between stage and TV as far as an acting standpoint?
Oh my God, stage, TV, stage being inside TV and film. I mean, I'm sure the answer is going to probably coincide, man. Doesn't matter. Stage is there's nothing that can replace the electricity of live. You've heard it. There's no cut. There's no go back to one. There's none of that. There's no pickups. So that level of exhilaration, that level of preparation, that level of enjoyment and the relationship between the audience and the cast, because that's what I quote my brother Kenny Leon, friend of mine. There's nothing like the experience, because it's live for one, we get that part, but there's a reciprocation that happens between the audience and the actor or the performer or the whatever. It doesn't mean to say performer, because comedian, you know, whatever you are, if it's live, it's live. And there's an exchange that's happening in real time that can never be duplicated in that time. The show, you could do the same show tomorrow, still ain't gonna be the same show, because you're not gonna be the same person. For one, you're a day older. So you can't be the same, you know what I'm saying? Right. So there's something unique about every single time you get a chance to step out there. And it is the most terrifying experience in the world. But the terrifying part is the respect in my, and after too many years for me to try to explain, it's still the level, I've turned that into a level of respect, that fear or that nervousness. It's a part of the process. But there's nothing that can like take the place of that, and you can never duplicate it ever. It's like snowflakes. There's only one, and they're all individual. So every show is different. It's all those things. And I wish I had this quote. Kent Gash, another phenomenal director. I'm gonna keep it moving. Kent Gash, great director, wonderful person. Runs the musical theater program at NYU. He's been about 6 years now. Wonderful, wonderful, brilliant, brilliant quote that he quotes to the cast. And I can't quote it, but I'll text it and I'll find it from a book. It talks about what it takes to go out there on the stage, you know. So we'll leave it at that. Now, film and TV, oh man, it's, you know.
I think you just answered it with one answer. Answer okay, both.
Boom. I'm done. Yeah, I'm done.
Because obviously, if play is all of that, then that must mean that film is not. And film is, like you said, back to one, action, cut, edit this, edit that, put this where over there. Yeah.
So Yeah. And let me add.
Okay. Let's add.
It's not necessarily a not that. It's just, it's another approach to concentrating what's happening in those stage experiences for film and TV. So if we're gonna say cut, let's go to the next take, or let's cut, we'll do it again if that's one, or if that's 10, or if that's 20, hopefully it's not that, unless you're Stanley Kubrick. God bless him. You're trying to concisely put all of that into that one drop. And that's another craft in itself, okay? So I'm trying to say all that wonderful energy that's happening live on stage, and that one night, the next night, okay, great. When you get that, you know, you got that one shot. But as the actor, you should be trying to put that concentrated amount into every take, every single time, because every time opportunity, all the opportunities have that. We could take the meat, leave the bones. That's my little.
That's information that's, you know, I did a last year, November of last year, Chad Lawson Cooper, actually, he's a playwright as well. He only black playwright on Broadway, by the way. And he wanted to turn that play, Justice on Trial, into a movie. And they sought on my talents to do so. So I wrote the script into
that guy.
Yeah, that guy there. But I wrote it in, God bless, God. I could touch my face. I had been outside.
I was going to say, hey, amen. I'm like this too.
But
hey, all right, let's celebrate. I got bleach. I got bleach.
But he, so I wrote it into a, I wrote the screenplay. Yeah. And, you know, he, when we got on set though, you know, in a play, the construction worker was dressed as a construction worker. Now we're in court. The right. Doctor had a the thing around his neck and everything. So they came to set like that. And I'm like, bro, no, that's not how it works. So we had to take that all away and kind of let the audience know that their careers another way. So things like that, that changes over from play. So I got a chance to experience that and actually teach as well. But you're not gonna get away that quick. You caught on fire.
I'm good. I got a way to go. I'm quarantined.
Yeah, me too, man. That's why I'm looking at you. I got a little gym in my garage now, man. I don't know what I'm gonna do in there. So wait a minute though. You getting around the question? You caught on fire in a movie or a TV show?
Say it again.
Did you catch on fire? Didn't something happen to you in a TV show?
Cliffhanger. You know what? That's very. Wait, hold up.
This is Brittany again, man. She on her thing.
I'm firing all of y'all. All of y'all are fired. Y'all got to catch these people. They're ahead of you, though.
How did they, I mean, how?
Blue flame.
How was that, man? I see that on TV a lot, but how was that behind the scenes version?
I'll just say this. Research. For one, I'll say, because it was somewhat, the Powers was a Sony project, you know, it's been a minute now. And they said something about Marvel. I was like, I'm in. I'll take the day. Because it's like a subsidiary of sorts from Marvel. And it did what it did. I don't know what it's doing now. I think it's you know, but they did their thing. And it was just so wonderful to be a part of it. And the effects for that to be Blue Magma was my character's name. And that was just like really cool, man. it was like really cool to like set yourself on fire.
Was it real fire? I mean, we had to do that.
No, you know, well, it's been 7 years. I healed up. Oh. Did good.
Was you a little bit lighter before? Yeah. Were you light skinned before this happened or what?
Wow. Hey. No, I've been light skinned now. No, man, it was effects and stuff, and it was a little bit, and I was glad to kind of just be a part of it, man. I was hoping to come out of it. But sometimes, as you know, as actors, we do things, you know, we work because we love the work. You know, sometimes it's monetary at times, don't get me wrong. We done been through that situation where you got to do it because it changes. People be saying they want to do this and do that. They want to, you know, be this. Whatever it is, it becomes different when it becomes your means to make a living, when it becomes a means to put food on your table, you know, to pay your mortgage, rent, whatever you want to call it. Who knows what you're doing? Help some family. It becomes different. So as an actor, but I love that art. And that was one of those cool opportunities, man, just to have just the footage. You know, sometimes it's about building that reel. You know what I'm saying? And it was just good to be there. Basically, I got the clip, you know, it was like, I made myself get at it. But figured out how to do it in an audition and it worked. They so anyway, that was long story short.
Was that like the most outrageous or the most memorable times you had on set, far as giving that much to a role and to a character?
Giving that much, or say the amount we give to a role or a character, that's one thing. I'm gonna put that to the side. But as far as like spectacular moments in your career where you feel like something really, you know, you like somewhere you really want to be and just ended up being there by effort and work and, you know, preparation and, you know, that kind of thing. As much as you think you had something to do with it, Grace, don't forget. I still got to go back to that dude, D, man. That Denzel, man. That dude, man. That's, you know, that's our big brother, man. That's, you know, our uncle. That's our pops and all those things. I just say uncles. I don't want to get mad. You know what I'm saying? Just being able to do Flight for me was, you know, I mean, Hunger Games was, I mean, phenomenal, man. Don't get me wrong. Watching some wonderful talent, man. The Stanley Tucci's of the world, man. You know, I mean, just hell, the late great, you know, the young man. But you know, Denzel, man, in that moment in flight, you know, I was in a life where I was actually on stage at the time doing a short theatrical outfit, which is down there on Lucky Street in downtown Atlanta. You know, mm-hmm. wonderful ex-artistic director, Tom Key, one of my dear friends. I was doing a play at the time and had an audition for the movie. And, you know, we went in and did the thing. And I was almost late for the audition because they switched it up. You know, I mean, we had cell phones still. It ain't been that long ago. But it was kind of like I got in, did my thing, and I said, bam, I prepared for it. I did my thing, and the cast director asked me, she said, do you know who you're talking to in this scene? I was like, yeah, that's the dude. That's Denzel. She's like, okay. I said, you want me to run it one more time? She's like, nah, you're good. Leave it at that. And there you go. So to get in the room with one of my, you know, somebody I look up to, I don't like to say idols. I don't like dealing with words are very specific. Somebody I look up to, you know, and actually a good brother and family and friends, people just, you know, just wonderful people, man. That was still in my after I've looked at a few things, like, man, just to be in the room with that cat, you know, and him doing what he was doing, me not knowing, but reacting in real time, because that's what it is, right? message. So being there in that position over time, you know, waiting to get to a place where you can work with some people that you really admire, you know, and you love their craft and you love their work ethic and things like that. Flight is still like, you know, it's up there. Tom Cruise is great. Kenneth Branagh is great. Felicia Rashad is great. I mean, there's a bunch of people you can toss out. They're great people. Idris is a great guy. Oprah's dope. I mean, I can go on and on about the people you have the privilege of sharing a space with. You know, we're all human. We have a right to that. But in the industry, that's your job. So you can't just bust up in there and say I'm a human being. You got to earn the way to get in some way, form, or fashion. But also, there's grace. So there's a ton of people that you have a chance to cross paths with. And 99.9% of those people are actually pretty nice people, in my opinion. Because Tom is great. Tom Cruise is a dope dude. I'm going to say, whatever they do, I work hard. It's a hard working man. Mm-hmm. You know, call it what you want. But I was glad to be able to share some space with him, too. And tons of one. I mean, tons of. Hell, Kathy Bates, man. I talk about the sweetest, you know, sweetest person, you know, Cynthia Nixon. Like I said, there's a ton of people. I try to run down the list, man. I must be getting old because it's like.
Well, I'm glad you did that, though, because my next question.
Stop.
No. Okay, so stop then. So okay. I'm glad you said that because the next question is longevity. So how do you think, what's your opinion and what's the key to staying having longevity? Because all the people you said are long than a mother, all of them.
Infinity.
There's no shorties in there except for maybe Elba. He's kind of 10 years, but everybody else is.
Yeah. So how? Yeah. I mean, okay. I think the key to longevity to me at this stage, and I'm not quite there yet, but I had a chance to be blessed to at least put in some work. Stay frosty, you know. Stay excited about the industry. And I'll say first of all, take that back. Stay excited about the craft. Because the industry is something different. That's the business part. And that's always going to be a part of it. It's like two sides. So the industry can be, you know, that can be taxing, and it's always going to be that. But the craft is something that's yours. So stay excited about the craft. I love meeting actors who are a little younger than I am, you know, and it's like this, there's a twinkle in the eye you know. I don't think I lost it. I might be a little glossy for whatever.
No, it's twinkling like a mug. Just don't touch it.
Oh, let me put my hat right now. Just call it.
All right, we go. We back on.
Keep the twinkle in the eye, man. Keep the excitement. Keep the optimism. You know, the looking forward to something great. Like, I couldn't wait. See yourself where you want to be. And that's very, very important, because you can also see yourself, or you cannot see yourself in general. So that's a very powerful tool for longevity. Continue to see yourself. We be, and remember, there could be times when you don't see yourself. So you gotta. That's the inner struggle to continue.
Is that when the people normally start complaining about everything else around them? Is that when they stop seeing themselves? Like I can't believe that casting director said this, and it's working too long, and I was on set too long, and this. Is that at the point where they start not seeing themselves?
Man, let's get this straight. Being on set too long, there's no such thing as too long on set. Scrap.
That's all.
You can keep me low as you want. Exactly. I don't know who complained about that part, because, you know, that's one thing. And then, but at the same time, it's like life happens, you know? Life is happening. You know, we're constantly, everybody's dealing with their own personal things. And we all, you know, have life that we're dealing with. And sometimes the vision can get, you know, blurred or whatever like that. And thus, you know, try to continue to look at, well, a pretty prominent actor at some point told me, he's been around for a long time. I said, give me a word of encouragement of some sort, just something. You know, I was already an adult. He said, you better love it. He said, you better love it. You're going to have to love it.
That's first. You have to. It doesn't work any other way. But you got to love it.
And throughout life, through the hills and the valleys,
yeah,
through the woods, through the roadblocks, through the banana peels, through the stars, through the dynamite that happened, and all of that, and then because it's constantly moving, it's always in flux, and so that's the, you know, the humanistic aspect of it. So you got to love it, love that craft, and loving it is not the industry. See, this is not microwave. Some people get lucky and get a chance to microwave this shit. Fortunately and unfortunately for me, I've had to bake this month. And I say, SHIT is not a bad word.
Crock pot.
Yeah.
Mine was in the crock pot.
You got the crock pot. I said, SHIT is not bad. You got the crock pot.
That's all right. Yeah,
you know,
crock pot, man, with a lot of water in it.
What you talking about? And it's like them grits. You got the stir and add a little water. And that's how them grits good. You put a little more butter if you want to. Put it however you want to. But you got to keep. That thing is a grind. That's what they call the grind. That's the grind. And it's constant. It's like the sun. It's constant. And that's, to me, in my opinion, because I can't tell nobody what to do, but I can tell you what I did. And whether it be profound or not, that's my truth. So that's the longevity, is the constant going back to that well, man, because you're going to need it if you're trying to. If you know, some people just want to be, you know, famous for a minute. Okay, great. Ain't really about that for me. I love this craft of act, you know, this act. I'm an actor, and I hold the mirror up to life and show people themselves and myself. My craft has taught me so much in my life, the literature. Hell, I read your piece. I mean, I'm like,
what you think about it? Tell my fans what you thought about the script, man.
Hey, I don't want to spoil it, but it's a strong piece. It's a strong piece. We got to get that in the can or the case, however you want to do. I don't know what we're going to do, but it's a strong piece about life, man, about humanity, the human experience. You know, if you're walking around and you're breathing today, you will know somebody or something about that aspect, and that's what art does. That's what the job is of the writer, the director, the producer, who everybody else is on it. Every single person that's helping support and hold that up. Everybody should be working towards that goal. And that's, you know, that's the overall picture, whether it be film, TV, stage, one man show, one woman show, because I'm like straight up, it don't matter who you are, everybody equal to me. But that should be the goal. So good stuff on the page, brother. I can't wait. Oh, Lord help us. We can.
No, we're gonna get it regardless. And I like one of the quotes that you said. And when my next acting workshop, I am definitely going to say it. Hold a mirror up to the person and show them themselves. That is something deep. That's something that's quotable. Something that's usable and very understandable. It's not just a quote that sounds dope. I've never heard it, but I definitely want to implement that. And yes, I hope everybody listening will understand.
Benito Ortolani told my department of MFA programs, Flint College, 1998. I got to give him his props. God bless him. I don't even know who he is today, but he told me that. He said, this is what you do. You're holding up the mirror. You're showing people themselves. And that's
wow. What the crap is. Our whole goal is to inspire by the inspirational. You just proved that just by that one line alone, you just proved that. But you also gave a teaser, a spoiler halfway of how we met. How did we meet? You know, tell what do we got going on, man?
Man, you know, it's this dude, this one bloke that knows this other bloke. Tell me all the other bloke, you being the other bloke. Sean Blakemore, wonderful, wonderful young man, I should say.
Yeah.
Beautiful young man. Worked with him on Quad for BT. Had a great time, a couple of seasons, man, with Sean. I've known Sean for years throughout the industry, and we knew of each other, had a chance to actually break bread together and work, and loved him and his family, and got a little man that's growing up. That's the one bloke. You're the other bloke. Yeah. He's like, yo, there's this dude, man. He's a man, but his name is Man. Yeah. And he's got a prod. He tossed my name in the hat. Sean tossed me in the hat. And I'm saying, hey, man, he might be something, you know, they can work with on this. And next thing you know, I hear from both of you cats, man. And we sat down and broke bread a little bit a few months ago when life was normal. Yeah. It's been like a few months. It's like yesterday, right?
It was normal, you know. We had a normal experience at the end of that night, but other than that, it was pretty normal.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why Sean Blakemore hooked me up with Man Robinson, and here I am sitting here talking right now. And it's a blessing, man, just to have people at least, see you moving around the world. You was here for a minute, you know. So that's how I know.
Well, I tell you what, I tell you what, a lot of times you get referrals or you get people that put, you know, they play the matchmaker in a sense, and you treat that person. You might not vibe with that person, but you treat them off the referral. Yeah, I'm gonna treat you like this because of Sean. But when we met together, we created our own vibe that just overseeded all of that. Yeah, me and Sean got our thing. We super cool, and that hasn't switched. It got stronger. But then me and you was like, one day in the gym, hey, I'm just calling to see how you doing, my brother, because God is good. That's you talking to me. Yeah. My answer is, yeah, God is good, man. Let's go. So
Let's go.
We're working on this film. It's called A Love to Die For. You coming in as an actor, and I hope that you know that how much we appreciate you being aboard. We watched you in films before. And now being able to work with you is nothing short than inspirational and a blessing, bro. So thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, man. Thank you. And Sean, of course, and everybody else. Thank y'all. Seriously.
Okay. So what we have now is what we call a random thought. And we're going to go on break first. So right now we have.
And now it's time for Man Robinson's Random Thought of the Day.
Our random thought of today is by Man Robinson. It's debatable. If you want to debate it, it's on you. If not, we keep it in stone and run with it. Beyonce had the best singing performance out of everybody in the world, even Whitney Houston, on Cadillac Records, the last closing song, Etta James. That's my random thought. I'm sticking with it. You can debate it if you like.
Okay. Love the movie. Huge fan, not being politically correct. Loved it. Wish I was in it. Anyway, loved it. That song for Etta, you know, I think that or rather I know that Beyonce, the consummate artist that she is, and I've heard, I don't know her per se, but I've heard how hard she works at her craft. So super duper hats off to her performance. There's no debating that. But also I want to say, Mr. Filmmaker, there's a combination of a superb performance. And I don't know how to say it's the best performance or whatever. I think it was the best performance because of the time it was in. And I ain't trying to back out of it. The best performance of the time that it was in and the opportunity that was presented. And that's what you got, which was a phenomenal product. And Mr. Filmmaker.
Yes.
There's a storytelling aspect that you do as a... You look like that. So I think on top of the super duper awesome performance, I don't try to compare it, but I think there's a marriage, there's a team, there's a collaborative that went on with the filmmaking and the storytelling aspect of that phenomenal experience and the other wonderful actors and people that nobody will never see. Help to make that what it is. So it's a village that happened. And what we had a chance was to witness something spectacular on all fronts. That's how I feel about it. I'm a huge fan of Beyonce, no question. Who wouldn't be? I mean, must be from another planet. So there's that. But then there's also these wonderful, wonderful aspects that happen to uplift and enlighten and to amplify what she brought to the table also. And that and those other aspects also, they are worthy of the same credit because it was a collaborative. That's good filmmaking, brother. And good filmmaking and good performance. And that's the experience. You understand?
Yes.
That's the experience. Nobody's an island. So it's amazing how they all come together, isn't it?
It's one of the best things and best careers. It is the best career I ever had. And it's just like magic. It's like a bunch of pictures together. And when it's done, it's done. I appreciate you. There we have it, audience. Mr. E. Roger Mitchell, he actually came and added his points to my random thought. And I hope you guys got something out of that because everything's a teachable moment. So what you should have learned and what, you know, I think that the point that was trying to be conveyed was it was a beautiful piece, but it was more than just Beyonce. It was a bunch of people.
It's a lot of things to make that happen, man. There's a lot of things. And that's good. It's good to share the love. It's good to share the love because it's worth
it. And it did a job, and I remember it wholeheartedly. So with that being said, we appreciate you coming on to the show. We are wrapping things up. Could you please tell people where to find you? Anything you want to add of what you got coming up, what you're working on?
Oh, man, you can find me. I live in Atlanta. You know, you might not be able to find me, but I live in Atlanta. You can call man how to find me.
I know how to find him. All I got to do is tell him, hey, what's up, brother? We still love you. And
I have my little Facebook that I'm not a big social media guy, obviously, which is not an attribute these days. You should be on and on it, but I do have a Twitter. It's ERAJJ4 real, which is short for E Roger. I got my account before it really got popular, so I just E Raj with ERAJJ4 real. At Twitter, and then you have the Facebook is E. Raj Mitchell, which is short for E. Roger Mitchell, but started a long time ago, so I didn't think about this. But man, I know how to find me, though.
I know how to find you, man. I'm gonna find you in a couple months when we're done with our quarantine so we can get to shooting.
Let's do it. I got a project on Netflix called Outer Banks that's coming up, a series recurring on that, which is really, really great. And with the things, the times that are changing, God bless, people go out and check it out. It's a nice coming of age piece on Netflix called Outer Banks. A couple of independents in the can. Not on the stage right now. I may get back on there. And the future is bright. And the next one is Man's Project, too.
A Love to Die For is the name of the project. And we are very eager to get back to that because it's a wonderful it's a wonderful thing to even be here. You know what I mean? You gotta love it, and I definitely do, and I agree with you, and wholeheartedly about that, about being so concentrated on your craft to be where you are, recognizable face. That, I mean, people can know your name all they want, but when you got a recognizable face like yourself, that speaks volumes. So
I received that. I never thought about it like that, man. That's real. Like,
yeah, just don't know your name. Yeah, don't touch it though. Just don't touch it, because you know you
got my nose is like, I just
Yeah. I mean, I know you want to touch it, but don't do that. So we are over with this show. We love you to death, man. We can't wait to work together and put this project out. And the fans, I hope they understood and got what I needed them to get out of this. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you.
I will call
you. It's gonna be better than it was gonna be now because of the times.
Damn right. All it's doing it. It's just working out now.
Thank you,
man. Getting ready. All right, man. Thank you very much. Have a blessed one. Tell the wife we said hello and goodbye.
Hello.
Goodbye. See you later, my brother.
Thank you, brother. Bye.
All right, thanks. Peace. So we'd like to thank E. Rods and Mitchell for coming out to the podcast Behind the Scenes with Man Robinson. You feel what I'm saying? Now do y'all understand we have inspirational speeches by inspirational people and hope that you be inspired. But I got a thought of the day. I'm sorry, I have a tip of the day. I already had my thought. I had two thoughts. I had a motivated thought and a random thought. Anyway, my tip of the day is concentrate on your craft. Keep it going no matter what. People can only take you as far as they are. I just learned something from E. Roger Mitchell that I'm going to keep to myself and maybe use it on another podcast. People can only take you as far as they are. I'm Man Robinson. See you next time on Behind the Scenes. Peace.
Thanks for tuning in to Behind the Scenes with Man Robinson. Our aim is to genuinely encourage and inspire you with the compelling stories and content we provide in hopes that you'll inspire others. For info on upcoming episodes and all things surrounding film, techniques, and motivation, follow at Man Robinson on all social platforms. View on blackfilm.com, manrobinson.org, or stream anytime on Spotify and iTunes. And now it's time for Man Robinson's Motivational Thought. Black movie star, motivational and inspirational. Black movie star. Welcome back to Behind the Scenes with Man Robinson. We don't just talk about it, we be about it. tuning Welcome in back to Behind the Scenes with Man Robinson. Our aim is to genuinely encourage and inspire you with the compelling stories and content we provide in hopes that you'll inspire others. For info on upcoming episodes and all things surrounding film, techniques, and motivation, follow at Man Robinson on all social platforms. View on blackfilm.com, manrobinson.org, or stream anytime on Spotify and iTunes.